97.9.
Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm Dr. Clarice Cheney, your host for today. Amen. And let's just give a shout out to Apostle Cheney in his absence.
Woo! Amen.
Bishop,
amen. Bless you, Apostle.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to talk today about a very exciting subject. Amen. And it's a well needed subject within the people of God. Praise God. And the subject I have for you today is stop walking in fear and start walking in favor. Amen.
Amen.
Start walking in fear and start walking in favor. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we as the people of God, we need to learn how to walk in the favor of God. Praise God. And stop walking in fear. And I see a lot of us as people of God walking in fear. Fear is of the enemy. And you know that's the most popular weapon that the enemy uses against us. Fear. It doesn't matter. Fear, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Fear, it doesn't matter what goes on. He tried to, praise God, use fear. Fear in all kinds of ways, praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
But today we're going to talk and we're going to just, praise God, sock the devil in the eye today, because we're going to talk about how you can walk in favor and not in fear. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We know today that we have so much crazy things that go on around us today. You know, we got natural disasters. We got crime. We got economic uncertainties, death, diseases, even fear for the future of our children, our grandchildren. Amen. We even have fear of safety. Praise God. And you know I can go on and on with the list, praise God, how the enemy tried to use fear against us, praise the Lord, amen. But let's look at the scripture today and see what it says in the word of God.
Come on now.
It says in Isaiah, the 4th chapter and the 10th verse says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not dismay, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you and with my righteousness, right hand. So it's right here, evidence in the word of God, which says that we don't have to fear anything. Amen.
Amen.
Because
amen.
He's with us. He'll strengthen us in whatever we may go through. Praise God. Amen. But praise God, I'm going to let the panel introduce themselves today. Minister Evans, praise God, go ahead.
Minister Walter Evans.
Amen.
Apostle LaTanya Turner.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. They're going to, praise God, bless us today with fear, talking about fear. And after that, we're going to talk about how to walk in favor. Amen. And defeat the fear that the enemy is trying to come against the people of God with. Amen. I'm going to first start out, amen, with, amen, Apostle Turner. Apostle Turner, tell us, what is fear?
I think that, you know, the Bible begins to teach us in 1 John 4:18. That there's no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear.
Yes.
Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. And I think that fear for us is the opposite of faith.
All right.
Whenever there's a time that we are not going to believe the Lord, whenever there's a time that we're going to allow anything to cause us to be... to have some kind of intrepidation or to hold back or not be able to go forward, that's going to stop us in our tracks.
Yes.
Is when we are experiencing a level of fear. And I believe that the perfect love casting out fear just means that the perfect love of God, the mature love of God, when we understand how much God loves us, we have nothing to fear.
Ooh, I like that.
And if he loves us, he's going to care for us.
Come
he's
going
to watch over us, and there should be nothing that we should be fearful of.
Praise God. Amen. I love that. Amen.
With his right hand.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Go ahead, Minister Evans.
Free spirit. If we're not afraid.
Yes. Amen. Yes. What is fear, Minister Evans?
Fear is combined in worry, dread, and fretting of what would or could happen. That's what fear is.
Praise the Lord.
It's the negative effect of the wrong, what could go wrong.
Yes, yes.
That's what fear is.
Amen.
It's always
amen.
Looking for the if this happened.
That's good. Amen. And you hear that. It's sad that you hear that among the people of God. Amen. Just last week, praise God, I dealt with people like on the job, different places, praise God. And we talk about the things of God, and they come back and say, just what you say. What if?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Amen. That should be left out of your conversation.
Yes.
It's not what if when it comes around to the things of God. Amen. You got to know that you know that you know that God's going to take care of you. He got you, and you don't have to fear. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for Pastor Deborah. Amen. Join us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Pastor Deborah, in your own words, tell us what is fear. Amen.
I want to piggyback off of
Amen.
Minister Evans, because that's one of the things I was thinking about, how the ifs can become a weight upon you.
Woo, I like that.
And it'll cause you from not being able to go anywhere. It'll stunt everything. Because we always, if I would have done this, if I would have done that, if I would have, if I could have, if I would have, I should
have,
and it keeps the, you know, and that's a part of the fear of stepping out on things.
Amen. That is good. Amen. In other words, fear stagnates. Amen.
Yes.
Fear, what it does, it puts you in a place of bondage. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we can't allow the enemy to do that. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Minister Evans, does fear belong in the Christian life?
Fear does not belong in the Christian life.
Amen.
The scripture that I'm looking at currently in the book of Genesis, where God is calling out to Adam. And Adam's reply is, I was afraid and hid myself.
Mm.
If you're a Christian, you can't hide yourself from God.
Yes.
Amen.
If you're in a walk with the Lord, you're not hiding from God. You're not afraid.
Glory, glory.
Amen.
Fear comes on us when we walk away from the Lord or we're not in a relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
This is what happened to Adam in Genesis.
Yes.
He was afraid because, and then he says, I was naked. Then God says, who told you you were naked? That's Genesis.
Yes.
Fear, that's the beginning of fear.
Yes.
Fear came from Adam.
Amen.
Because he walked away from what God told him to do.
Amen.
And then that's what fear is. Fear should not be in the Christian's life.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Apostle Turner, just expound on that some more. Look, it's awesome what you said, Minister Evans. Apostle Turner, does fear belongs in the Christian life?
No, I agree with Minister Evans that Amen. Fear does not belong in our lives. Amen. And the scripture says in 2 Timothy 1 and 7 that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind.
Come on now.
Amen. I love that scripture. That's one of my favorites.
Yes.
And anytime the enemy tries to bring things at us and throw things at us, we have to remember that spirit does not come from God.
Amen.
But he has given us some things to combat fear, and that's power, love, and a sound mind. A mind that's sound in God's word. A mind that's sure as that God will do exceedingly and abundantly, and whatever we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh on the inside of us. And we bless the Lord in that, because it's a word that we can stand on throughout time and eternity.
Yes.
That we can be sure that God has not given the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind.
Amen.
And we know that the enemy comes to make our minds unstable.
Come on now.
And causes us to waver and to doubt and not stand in trust and in faith in God.
Yes, yes. Amen. Amen.
There's no peace in fear.
Amen. It brings
amen.
Torment.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Fear brings torment.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Pastor Darryl.
I
amen.
Was just thinking about when the apostle was reading that scripture and how the word says that it's a spirit.
Yes.
He has
yes.
not given us a spirit.
Yes.
So how do we deal with spirits?
Yes.
We don't deal with spirits in our carnal. We have to deal with spirits according to the spirit of God.
Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you, Lord. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Amen, amen. I love that scripture. I quote that scripture this week
that's
on
right.
the job. Amen. I was saying, greater is he that's me than he that's in the world.
That's
and
it.
I tell you, your whole... Amen. Your whole self change because amen.
Yes.
You think about who you in.
Yes.
You think about who is your daddy.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You think
amen.
About who is in control.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And that cancel the sign in assignment the enemy tries to put on you with fear. Go ahead, Minister Evans. Amen.
When the enemy attacks you in fear, this should be your reply. If he says, "What if this happened?" You say, "So what? God has it under control." That should be the reply.
Amen.
That way you'll combat, because the enemy's job is to torment you.
Yes.
He torments the mind with the what ifs.
Yes.
And the worry and depression.
Yes.
Now, fear has killed people.
Yes.
Fear causes ulcers. Uh-huh. It causes high. Fear is the spirit behind high blood pressure.
Yes.
It's That's a good. Fear.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank Amen. Jesus. Amen. And sometimes, you know, you just got to tell yourself when things seem like it's not working like you want to work, you got to always know God is behind the scene working.
That's it.
You have to amen. He's behind the scene working. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
That's what God did for Esther.
That's what God did. Go on now.
We call it the hidden hand of God. God's favor. He worked for Esther. Yes. She said she went before the king and she knew she would die, but she went before the king. And she's basically she was saying, "What if I die? Mm-hmm. I'm going to see the king."
Amen. Mm-hmm. And she went on too. Amen.
And
she went with boldness.
With boldness.
She didn't allow fear to take over.
No fear.
Amen. Come on now, praise the Lord. Amen. Now what we're gonna do right now? We're gonna transition from that fear, and we're gonna tell the people of God how can you make transition to stop you from walking in fear and a walk in favor. So we're going to make that transition, and now we're going to switch to favor. Well, we don't learn everything and talked about fear, and fear is not for God's people. Now we're going to talk about walking in favor. Now, favor is demonstrating delight.
Yes.
The favor of God can be described as tangible evidence that a person has that approval of the Lord. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
And when we favor, praise God, when we favor, praise God, and believe God and walk in favor and speak favor over our lives, praise God, we begin to receive favor, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
It's a good thing to wake up in the morning and say, I speak favor over my life. Go to bed at night, I speak favor. Before you leave out that door, you have to speak favor on your life. And one thing we got to understand about favor, when we delight in favor, y'all, we connect with people we connect with people that we favor. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we're going to talk about we're going to talk about favor now. Praise the Lord. Pastor Deborah, tell us about favor. Amen. Favor in the Lord. Amen.
Yeah, I think about favor as far as being a part of something that God's favor outweighs any favor that we may have with man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When we have that divine favor, that divine favor go before us.
Woo.
And I think about that even with Ruth and Naomi.
Yes.
When Ruth was out there just gleaning. And how God allowed Boaz to look and see
Come on now.
Ruth out there gleaning. And the favor, God's favor, just came upon her.
Amen.
Right then and
Jesus.
There.
Thank
that
you,
he
Jesus.
Said, okay, give her more than what she's already out there working for.
Yeah.
He gave more than that. So I just believe in God's divine favor. I'd rather have his favor sometimes more than money. Because sometimes that favor will outweigh the money.
It's better than money.
Mm-hmm. It will,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, it does.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Apostle Turner, how can we get God's favor?
I just believe that once we are living a life that's pleasing unto the Father.
Come on.
I've been talking about that a lot lately.
Amen.
That we obtain favor with him. Amen. Through our covenant relationship with him, when we belong to him. And we can count on God being favorable unto us and causing man to be favorable unto us as well.
Yes.
Amen.
Men
might not know why they're telling you yes when they will
yes.
say no.
Yes.
And
yes.
that's God's no. favor.
That's God's favor.
That comes through our covenant Lord. Relationship with him and the desires of our
yes,
heart to be upright before him and to be pleasing unto him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Go
Thank
ahead, Minister Evans. We know that favor is, praise God, closely related to grace. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Minister Evans also expound, praise God, on how can we get God's favor. Amen.
God's favor comes, the Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Yes,
and
yes.
And life and wisdom comes from reverential fear of
yes,
the Lord.
Yes.
And it also tells us in the New Testament that he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is rewarded unto those who are diligently seeking him.
Yeah.
When we seek after the Lord,
like
the Lord rewards us with favor.
Hallelujah.
When we come into his presence, He gives out gifts.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
My God,
that's good.
It's hard to be in the bedchamber with the Lord and not become impregnated.
Yeah. Amen.
So favor follows the relationship that we have with the Lord.
That's good.
Favor comes from the Lord.
Yes, yes. Amen. And we know in Proverbs 8:35, it talks about attaining favor from the Lord is to seek wisdom. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen. Attaining favor from the Lord is to seek wisdom. Praise God. Pastor Deborah, can you, praise God, expound on that? When you attain favor from the Lord, how do you seek the wisdom? Praise the Lord. Amen.
I believe that you get the wisdom through your relationship with God.
Amen.
And with your relationship with God, Amen. He can begin to tell you things that your natural mind
Hallelujah.
Would not even know how to handle with situations or circumstances.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Go ahead, Mr. Evans.
Hallelujah.
You want to expound on that? Amen. Thank you, Pastor Deborah. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Amen.
The favor of God comes in I agree. It's all about relationship.
Yes.
We're in relationship with the Lord, He will favor us.
Yes.
Our confession would be, I'm highly favored of the King.
Yes.
And when we see favor, we'll identify it. That's the favor of God. The more we identify, the more it comes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wisdom, the scripture says this, that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally, and he don't hold it back.
Amen.
Uh-huh. So asking is asking right there is prayer.
Yes.
When we seek out the wisdom and pray for wisdom, wisdom comes because we're asking God, and He's going to give us wisdom.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Favor is so important.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. But we cannot attain favor if we, praise God, in sin. Sin can cause you not to have favor.
That's right. We can't
attain favor when we have pride.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Pride keeps you from not having favor, praise God. Mm-hmm. We can't attain favor when we, praise God, do not have a teachable spirit, praise the Lord. Amen. You know, we walking around with someone trying to be a blessing or trying to help us, but we don't have that teachable spirit, praise God. We cannot attain favor like that if we're, another thing, not obedient to God, praise the Lord. Amen. Not obedient to Him. It's important to be obedient in order to attain the favor of God. And let me tell you, when you recognize that you have favor, say you have favor. When you know that God is using somebody to be a blessing, and doing things out of the ordinary, say, that's favor from God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Speak it, praise God. We as people of God, in relationship with God, we should go our everyday life looking for favor. Amen. Looking for favor, amen. Looking for favor because of who we connected to, amen.
Amen.
Praise God, amen. Looking for that favor. I don't care what you're doing. Going on the job, going in the grocery store, praise God, amen. Going your daily life, look for favor, praise God. You're going to attain it when you look for it, amen. Praise God. But you still have to be lined up with the things of God to attain it. Go ahead, Minister Evans.
Oh, scripture just came to mind.
Amen.
Promotion doesn't come from the east nor the west.
Promotion comes from God. Good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Favor will cause you to be promoted.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Favor will cause you to walk in great places.
Yes. Amen.
The Bible says we'll ride upon the high place of the earth.
Yes.
That doesn't mean we're proud and lifted up or hold it or keep to ourselves.
Yes.
But we'll be favored enough to be a blessing to others.
Hallelujah.
We're walking the covenant blessings of Abraham because of favor.
Yes.
Amen.
God favored Abraham.
Yes.
Amen.
God favored the children of Israel.
Yes.
And God favors us.
Amen.
I like this.
Because when he
began to talk about Abraham, it made me think about the favor that God had even with Abraham, with Isaac.
Yes.
Even out of his obedience. And obedience is, you have to be obedient in order to obtain favor of God.
Yes.
And so you have to walk through that. And so with Abraham taking Isaac up.
Yes.
And not even knowing, I believe he knew that God would have that ram in the bush.
Yes.
And that favor was already there, hidden in the bush. And that's what we've got to begin to understand,
like
that our favor is hidden in the bush when we walk in obedience.
Yeah, that's like a message.
Now, see, that's good
That's a message.
That is something I like that. Hidden in the bush.
Now, my God.
Amen. Bingo, that was love.
I love it.
Amen. That is a good word. Hidden in the bush. bush. Y'all hear that? Our favor is hidden in the bush. That is awesome. It couldn't get no better than that. Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That means we don't see it.
That's
it. It's there. It's tangible. We can touch it. But we don't see it.
That's it.
The Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
My favorite, I don't see it, but I know it's there.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It's hidden in the bush.
I hid in the bush. So you know what? We need to be looking for it. We need to be looking for
it. That's it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We walk in obedience to God's word.
Yes, yes.
But just blind faith, blind obedience.
Yes.
Amen. If God says go, go,
go.
Do it.
I like that.
Without knowing.
Go.
Without seeing.
Mm-mm.
Go. Blind faith. Just walk out in it and you'll find the favor. Hidden in the bush.
Glory. Hidden in the bush now. Glory. Oh, that's a word. Hitting in the bush. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God is good.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So we need to go out every day looking for favor.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory, glory.
And when we receive it, say, that's favor from
that's
God.
Favor.
Yes.
Recognize it. Amen.
Yes.
Give God glory. Give God glory and praise for it. Because remember, it's hidden in the bush.
Yes, Lord.
I like that. Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you,
my
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah, Lord. We need to walk in favor.
Yes.
I can't expound any more that we need to walk in favor. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Believe God. Hallelujah.
Speak it into the atmosphere.
Speak it into the atmosphere.
When we arise in the morning, we speak faith.
Yes.
Favor's gonna build me all day.
Yes.
Favor's gonna open doors.
Yes, Lord.
Favor's gonna bring me to place of great people.
Yes.
And cause great people to give into my life.
Yes.
Because I'm favorite of the King.
Because I'm favorite of the King.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It can't get no better than that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We must walk in favor. Amen. Hallelujah.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes.
Clary side, I noted this past week at work, I was walking down the hall, and I heard the Lord begin to speak, and he was talking about favor. He says, but with your favor has to come your humility.
Yes. Now I said like that.
Oh, come on now.
Now she just
saying, bingo. He said, your humility has to come in order that when I do those things for you, you will know that it ain't because of you.
Ain't because of you.
It's because of me.
Yes.
So humility has to follow with, you know, with favor.
Yeah, that,
it has
that
to
is
be.
False.
It has to go along with it.
Yes, I love Lord, it. I love it. Awesome. Amen. Awesome. I love it.
Amen.
Walking in favor. And I love that humility. Amen. Amen. You got to humble yourself and know anything that happens is because of God.
Yes.
It ain't because of you. Amen.
Amen.
Anything that transpired, get off yourself. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
stop having pride in yourself and know that God is God's favor. That he's doing this or doing that for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you humble yourself, the more favor
the greater
you receive.
Yes,
come on now. Hallelujah.
Listen to this. I just got this by listening to Pastor Deborah. He says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God and in due season he'll exalt you.
Mm-hmm.
Favor is the due season. Favor will cause you to be exalted into new platforms, new areas.
Yes.
It's because of favor.
It's because of favor.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Amen. It's because of favor. Amen. You
thank
heard what he said.
Lord.
Humble yourself.
That's
amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to now praise God. Minister Evans, I know he had a prayer that's going to really bless the
thank
people
you,
of
Lord.
God. Yes. And that prayer is regarding, amen, fear. Amen.
Amen.
Go
amen.
Ahead, Minister
thank
Evans.
You,
prayer of deliverance from fear.
Yes.
Listen, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. We believe from our heart that you sent Jesus Christ into the world, born of a virgin, that he walked this earth, that he lived a sinless life, and that he died on the cross in our place. We believe that on the cross, he took all of our sins upon himself, and he brought us back from the hand of the devil. We believe that he cleansed us, sanctified us, and redeemed us on the cross, that he healed us and delivered us. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Believe you rose from the dead on the third day, and you are seated on the right hand of God. We now turn from all the works of the devil.
Yes.
And we renounce all the works of Satan.
Yes.
We confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your peace and presence. And we absolutely renounce every form of sin. We absolutely renounce covetousness, anger, fear. And we honor our mother and father. And we renounce their sins. And we renounce the sins of our ancestors. And we believe that through the cross of Jesus Christ,
yes,
we have been delivered from the curse of the law. And we now claim the blessings of Abraham. We confess our sins and the sins of our ancestors. And we ask your forgiveness. We forgive others. We forgive them as they, you forgave them. And forgave us. We forgive ourselves. We renounce all contracts with the occult and with all occultic objects. And we receive your forgiveness. Please forgive us, Father, for blaming you for what others may have done to us. We now release ourselves and those under us from any curse. Yes. We declare ourselves released. We claim it, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Awesome Amen. Prayer. Amen. Praise Amen. God. Amen. You heard that prayer today. Amen. Jesus. Talking about fear. Praise God and high. Praise God. God will release us from fear. But we have to let go of some things. We have to let go of forgiveness. Sometimes because of not forgiving, it can hold. It's like a stronghold that causes us to fear. Yes. Praise God. Amen. Yes. Yes. We have to... Yes. Amen. Get in relationship with him.
Yes.
More than just talking about him, but be in relationship with him. Lord, praise God. Lord, amen. Lord. We have to humble ourselves. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank we have Jesus. To let go of our pride. Praise God. Amen. We have to know that we need him, and without him, we are nothing. Praise God. Amen. We have to learn how to quote that scripture, greater he that's in us than he that's in the world. Yes, amen. Yes, we have a quote, the scripture that God has given us a sign mind, peace, amen, joy, and happiness in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. It has stripped that fear away from you. Amen. And then we'll be able to transition to favor. Praise the Lord. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask, amen, Apostle Turner, amen, for her to just give a few words for that transitioning from fear to favor. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. That the transitioning is that we have to let go of fear in order to even be able to realize the amount of favor that God has already bestowed upon us.
Yes.
We have to release the fear that we're not good enough, that things are not going to work out, in order to begin to open our eyes and see the favor that has already been released.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
because
Lord.
It's already been released. We know that the enemy brings the spirit of fear. We must cast it down.
Yes, Lord.
And walk in the things of God. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Know that God has favored you. Amen. Know that God is blessing you. And know that fear has no place in a believer's life.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'd like to invite you to come out to Soul Harvest Empowerment Center. That's 5560 Tim McQuanah Road, right behind the Latin restaurant. Amen. Our services start at 11:30 a.m. Praise the Lord and praise God. And we want you to come out in fellowship with us. Amen. And remember, praise the Lord. Always remember to walk in favor and not in fear.
Amen.
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 Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. You're invited to join Soul Harvest Ministries tomorrow morning at 11:30, 5560 Tim McQuanah Road and the Tim McQuanah Business Center. Connect with Soul Harvest Ministries on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.